we're talking with the high school principal. Her name is Katie Bennett, a first-year principal here at Clinton.
Yes.
Thanks for getting on the air. I know Casey kind of threw you into it here last minute.
He did. Yes.
But I think it's important to, you know, get the word out to the community sort of about, you know, who you are and
sure.
what you're trying to do here at Clinton. We talked off air. You said it's your first year as principal, but it's not your first year in the district.
Correct. Yep. So this is actually my fourth year here in the district. Prior to that, I was the special ed director for the district, working in a little bit different capacity. So it's great to be here at the high school. Definitely has been great for me. I'm a Clinton graduate myself, so I'm familiar with the community and the school system and the district. So it's great to be here and be a building leader.
So speaking of that leadership, you spoke about the transition to basically, it's not exactly employee type of thing, but certainly from a now in a leadership role. What's that been like? It's got to be unique because you knew the students already,
yep.
some of them, and they knew you as, you know, just my teacher or just someone else in the building.
Right.
Now it's principal.
Yep.
What's that been like?
It's been great, actually. I've gotten to broaden my scope with the students and get to know everybody versus just a certain population of students as the special ed director. So it's been nice to be able to my reach get further. One of my big goals is to develop relationships, whether it's with staff and students. You know, earn that respect and credibility with everybody around. So far it's been great. I feel like this position kind of fits my personality. I like to intermingle and, you know, building relationships and being, you know, personable with people is kind of a strength of mine and something I like to do. So it's been good.
So a little over a month, no regrets.
No
regrets.
That's
what it sounds like.
Yes,
okay.
No regrets. No, it was definitely a good move for me.
And so your first year into it, you talked about some of the goals you have. How important is it now to, you know, build that teacher-principal relationship? And,
yeah.
And, you know, to even go a step up, teacher-superintendent.
Yep.
And other admin.
Yep. Yep. So vitally important. So something I talked about in one of my first staff meetings with the staff here was, you know, some of the teachers I had personally in high school are still here. So which is interesting.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a word to use.
So, you know, something for me personally that I was thinking about was making that transition from being seen as a kid and a student to then a coworker to now an administrator and a leader. So, the reception has been really positive. It's been great. And I just think being open and honest and transparent about that. And, you know, these teachers know what they're doing. Then I've told them from the beginning, they are the master of their craft. I'm here to support them. So being here for them, if they need something, open door policy, communication, things like that, has really been a big goal. As far as the relationship with the superintendent, it was nice to be able to work with him in an administrative role as a special ed director and principal, you know, working together to support kids, and now him stepping up to superintendent. We still have that collaboration and relationship, work very closely together. He's a great support to me. So it's been nice. And since he was here in this building for so long, he's a good mentor.
And we'll be able to confirm that as Kevin's going to
yes,
come out in a little
do.
Bit.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're talking with the high school principal here at Clinton, Katie Bennett here at Cave on Campus. You talked to me off air, you know, talking about things we want to bring up in our brief interview. We're in a spot now in schools and, you know, across the state and across the country to getting back to what we're all calling as normal. That would
right.
be pre-COVID. So what's it been like in the school, like on the front line, if you will?
Sure. You know, it's an adjustment. It's an adjustment for students. It's an adjustment for staff. So we tried as best that we could this year, starting off from the get-go with pre-COVID norms. So back to school, you know, we, due to restrictions, had to kind of let go of some other things during COVID for obvious reasons, and now we're back to the rigor and we're back to expectations. And you know, the kids have been great. Consistency and being open and transparent about the expectations, and then holding firm to them, it's been good. And I think it feels good to have those expectations. I think students thrive on that, the routine and structure and knowing what to expect. So and same goes for the staff. So you know, it we knew that the first 4 to 6 weeks was going to be an adjustment, but it's been good so far. So
I'm going to go on a limb and say that one, if not most of those, you know, I don't want to call them rules, or
sure,
for lack of a better word, I'll go with rules, are around attendance, like being in school,
yep,
not just students, but teachers. That might have been a struggle, you know, the first 4 weeks, as you said. Are those basically what's been the change from the last couple of years of you cannot be here probably for the first part, and then you can be if you can or want to, or if you're even allowed to?
Right. Yeah, so attendance, tardies, accountability, those kinds of things, our pupil accounting that we have to abide by here was a little more, it wasn't, I wouldn't say lax, but we had accommodations due to COVID prior to this year, and now those are gone. So we have to, kids have to be in school, you know, they've got to be here, it's the law. So we now have to, you know, hold our students accountable for that. So, but, you know, they're making it work.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to touch on now that we've been talking for a minute?
Sure.
You know, normally people walk in, they're like, I don't know what you want to talk about.
Sure,
and then we
sure
get a couple things, and then It sort of clicks and switches in their mind. Anything else before I let you go?
Not really. No. You know, just one of my biggest things that I've been trying to stress is, you know, creating a culture here at Clinton High School that is, you know, inclusive and rigorous and supportive. Something where students want to come to and they feel comfortable and safe. So that's just a personal goal of mine. Obviously, I know culture takes time to build, and it, you know, change and just new students coming in. So, you know, I'm giving myself some grace on that, but that's definitely something I'm going to stick to, and that's a personal goal of mine.
All right, fantastic. Katie Bennett, the high school principal here at Clinton, her first year, but she sounds like a pro already. Are you listening, school board? Okay, I'm Ian Wendt. That's been to Katie Bennett. You are Cave on Campus this morning. Your job is done.
Thank
here.
You
can
Ian
go back to being principal here at the school, and we're going to hopefully in a minute or so get the superintendent, her boss, on the air here at Cave on Campus. We'll pause just for a minute. We'll be right back as we'll get Mr. Kevin Beilson on the air. Beasley? Well, that would be Coach Randolph's handwriting then. I knew that too. I knew that. His Y looks like an N. You'll have to get him in lit class or something for Coach Randolph. All right, Kevin Beasley. Yeah, that sounds a lot better. I've said that name before. Okay, Cave on Campus today being brought to you by Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton, SLI Custom Signs and Apparel, Clinton Hometown Pizza, La Fontaine Chrysler, Dodge Jeep Ram of Clinton, and Lenawee Community Mental Health.
And welcome back to 96.5 The Cave. I'm Andrew Morton, and we're Cave on Campus. And we're going to kick it out to Ian, who has his final guest of the morning. How's it going, Ian?
Andrew. Yeah, it's going great. Cave on Campus today in Clinton. The chaos, couple minutes of a high school hallway. I do not miss it one bit, the hallway chaos. I'm Ian Wendt. Cave on Campus today from Clinton, being brought to you by Suburban Chevrolet of Clinton, SLI Custom Signs and Apparel, Clinton Hometown Pizza, La Fontaine Chrysler, Dodge Jeep Ram of Clinton, and Lenawee Community Mental Health. Yes, I am Ian Wendt. Joined this interview by not Kevin Beilson, because that's the way Casey wrote it. It looked a lot like Beilson. So I've been calling you the wrong name. I knew it. Katie goes, it's Beasley. I'm like, duh. It's been a while since we've talked. But it's good to talk to you now. How have things been going here at Clinton?
Oh, they've been going great. Moved over to a new role this year as superintendent from the high school principal. So real excited about that and all the things that are going on here in the district. Been here a long time, and we're ready to keep things going here and excited to be in this role.
Yeah, Katie said something about, you know, you guys butting heads a lot and not working well together and a really poor relationship. Oh, what can you do to fix that?
I don't think that's true. We have a great team atmosphere here, and I'm excited that she's here and filling in the role that I had done for over 10 years. So super excited about her. She's a great addition to the high school, and just super excited about the team that's in place here from our new elementary principal. Our middle school principal, Eric Claw, has been here, and of course now we have Katie Bennett. Adam Drastic at the elementary is our new one. So I'm just excited about the team that we have built here and looking forward to the future.
Speaking of the future, you were down in Adrian at our sister station a few months ago, and that's the last time we talked.
Yeah.
And you said, you know, someone's got to come up here and talk about the new physical additions to the buildings. I haven't seen them yet. I just walked through the front side door, whatever you call that thing.
Yep.
What's physically new here at Clinton?
So currently we're adding three rooms on to the preschool. They're finishing that up now. And then in the spring we're adding an addition to the high school. So we'll have a two-story, 9 through 12 addition to the high school with a huge gymnasium. So three courts. So looking forward to be able to host some things here. Give the kids all the opportunities that they so deserve. So
are you going to build on top of where we are now?
No. They're going to go west.
Okay.
So we're knocking down our STEM lab because that'll be in the new high school. We're excited about it. And then we're going to move over to the elementary, and we're going to do some work over there. And then we'll have the old middle school will be our community ed building. So we'll be able to do some community stuff there and just – very excited about all the expansion work that we have here and growing community and looking forward to all the support.
That was through a bond, right?
Yep. Okay. We passed a bond during COVID, so it's been, the prices slow. Have gone up a little bit. It's been slow go, with the prices going up, kind of put us to make some few changes, but we're still moving forward with the project.
All right, fantastic. As we roll right along here, Cave on Campus, Kevin, I'm going to have to let you go. We'll connect more than I've been doing. I take full responsibility for that.
Anytime. Welcome anytime.
It's been fun to talk to the superintendent here at Clinton, Kevin Beasley, Cave on Campus. Thanks for your time. Yep. I know you were in a meeting, so I'll let you get back to it.
All right. Well, thank you. And go Red Wolves.